Hey guys, welcome back to Better Luck Next Time. I'm here with Vinny.
Hi. Okay, so today we're going to be reading Dirty Confessions, and Laura's going to start reading.
Okay, the first one is, I auctioned off my virginity. Is that bad?
Okay, I personally think that's stupid. Like, why the fuck do you have to, like, auction it off?
I actually, some people auction off their virginity so they can give back to, like,
I never even heard of that.
Like, to help with, like, the children's hospital. I'm gonna give you money.
Oh my god. Like, how much are you selling this for? Like, $500? $1,000? Like, is there, like, an eBay auction?
Someone, like, recently, she auctioned off her virginity for, like, $2 million.
Is she fucking Kim Kardashian? Are you serious?
I guess people find her a good looking.
Oh my, that, I find that ridiculous. And what happens if, like, he has, like, STDs or something? Or, like, a herpes? Or herpes, whatever.
I think you should ask them. You put a description. No herpes, please.
Okay, I think if you have to pay for sex, I think that means no one. Like, no one wants to be with him anymore. But, like, maybe it's your problem. And also that girl, like, why would you do that? Like, don't you lose self-respect after?
Yeah, I know.
Like, I wouldn't do that.
She needs money, I guess. It'd be so sad if you put your virginity for auction and no one wants to buy it.
I know. Oh my god, imagine, like, zero bids. And, like, you put your pictures and people are commenting back, but they're not, like, bidding. They're like, ugly. Yeah.
Okay, the next one. I'm 16 years old today, and I got my first car. However, it's not a very nice one. All of my friends have 2010 plus cars, which are pretty nice. They've already started making fun of mine because my car is like 2005. I feel bad, but I can't help what I got. I know I'm lucky to even have a car, but socially I'm feeling bad about myself.
Okay, honey, you gotta stop caring about what other people fucking think.
Yeah.
And even you, like, you're such a spoiled brat. Like, I'm almost done my driving. Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm almost done, and like, my parents don't fucking buy me a car. Like, go fucking work and then buy yourself your own car. Like, seriously.
I actually don't want a car.
You don't want a car?
I don't like car, like, driving that much.
Like, some of my friends, they stopped getting their driver's license. Like, they stopped going to the classes. Like, they canceled their what's it called? Their contract.
Yeah.
Like, they don't want to go anymore because they just got scared of car. Oh. But I don't. Like, I don't find it scary. I actually enjoy driving. Like, I don't. I like going for night drives and, like, whatever. But
I don't like driving on the highway. Well, actually, I don't like merging onto a highway.
Me too. I used to be scared. I'm like, oh my god, the bitch in the back's gonna hit me. Oh my god, I'm gonna be rammed.
Especially when there's like so many people. I'm like, when do I go? They're not making me go.
Oh my god. And like, first of all, 2010, but like, that's not bad. And your car, okay, I guess.
2005. But still, you have a car.
Like, seriously. Like
compound.
As long as it has four wheels and an engine. I heard that somewhere. But, like,
and if it can go from point A to point B, then you're fine.
My uncle's car, it's, like, so funny. He's, like, it's, like, an older car, like, really old. But, like, we don't make fun of it. I guess we do, but it's, like, funny. He's, like, he calls, like, the Batmobile or something. Because it's not, like, we can tell, like. And he's, like, whenever he goes over 60 kilometers an hour, it starts to shake. When he's on the highway, he has to go only, like, 80. And anyways, it's, like, funny. It's, like, the dog's car because they shed so much. So they go to the vet. Like, that's what they use. But it's just so funny. I'm like, oh my god, the Batmobile. And then I picture actual Batman's vehicle. And I'm like, fuck.
Okay, the next one. I sent nudes to my boyfriend and my parents found out. Help.
Okay, so this is, it's for sure awkward. Like, I wouldn't blame them. Like, it's for sure awkward. Like I have stories of people in my school that, like, the parents saw, like, their sex tape or, like,
wait. People had sex tapes in
our
school?
Well, not our school, like, college. Like, you go to, what school you go to?
Doesn't.
Okay. No, but yeah, like, I sit next to people, but it's also the people I attract, right? Because it's, like, I have a, like, very strong character, so, like, I attract those people. No, but usually, like, I'm quiet, and then it's, like, as soon as, like, we get closer, I'll be like, okay, let's talk. Like, like, I love the gossip, come, but, like, don't get a misconception. Like, I like gossip, but not, like, I'm not gonna start telling people your shit. Like, I'm not gonna air out your dirty laundry. Just, like, I wouldn't like if people did that to me. But, anyway, like, so anyways, back to this. I spy.
Oh, wait, you're doing the next one?
Oh, yeah, sorry. What is it?
Yeah, it's this one. We did that one.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
Okay. You wanna read it? Okay. I spy my neighbor's backyards from Google Earth.
Okay, first of all, I didn't know Google Earth had, like, I didn't know Google Earth was live. I didn't know it was live. I just thought it's, like, pictures. Or, like, 3D or whatever. You get it? Like,
wait,
I don't know.
Does she mean by video?
Like, I don't know.
Or is it just pictures?
By the way, we were getting these from an Instagram account. Like, we went on, like, hashtag and, like, everything. Dirty confessions or confessions, freaky confessions, whatever.
Yeah.
I really don't know how to answer this.
That's weird.
I spy at my neighbor's backyard. Who are you spying on? Is like, there, like, someone... Exactly. I'm like...
The dog next door.
I have a little dog. I would spy on a little dog.
Yeah.
I would, like, steal it and, like, bring it in my bed.
Okay, next one. Whenever I see myself in a mirror, I always imagine I'm on America's Next Top Model.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. I want to say that.
I wish I could say that. I look in the mirror, I start crying and fucking shove my head in a pillow. Fucking, I look in the mirror, I'm like, oh my god.
I don't
god.
Look at mirrors that often, because then after I just see red dots everywhere.
Acne. No, but me too, I have pimples. Your acne's like, really not bad.
It got so bad. Do you remember last year I barely had any?
No, but you really don't have a lot.
I have. Like, it's a lot around my mouth, which is really weird.
I don't know.
I do have a lot.
Like, you have a few, but like,
they're
it's
really
not
red.
Like,
that's why. And I'm very pale. So
use,
it shows a lot.
I use Kiehl's. I don't know what that company is.
Kiehl's.
I use that, but their shit is so expensive. I went there and I'm like, I'm gonna spend all that money.
I actually started using Ole Henriksen.
Oh, Henry? Oh my
God, I don't know. But like, it's really expensive, so I took like the gift version, which is like really small, and that was like $30 for three little products. So I was like, I'm gonna try it. I had a gift card though, so it's fine. Okay, the next one. Third wheeling two friends is absolutely worse than third wheeling a couple, and I go through that every day. I hate it.
Okay, so they're not talking about third wheeling a couple. They're talking about third wheeling like
two friends.
Like, let's say me and you, and then like another person.
Yeah.
Like, let's say me feeling like whatever. The worst is this. I don't know if anyone can relate, but when you're walking on the sidewalk, and where we live, like, I don't know, I guess it's the same, like a fucking sidewalk as a sidewalk. Yeah, like you're in the front. Like, let's say you and Michelle are in the front.
Yeah.
By the way, that's one of our friends.
Yeah,
anyway. Okay, so like, let's say like she's like walking in the front with you, and then I'm just in the back. I fucking hate that. Like, make room. But like, I'm a bit more corporeal. Like, I'm a larger individual. So like, maybe there's no room.
No, and like, yeah, fuck you. Me too. Like at school. It's always Michelle and Marianne,
and
then
there,
after
like,
I go back, and then usually Kelly comes with me, because like we're always left behind. In my friend group, I'm always the last.
But see, at least
one
you have someone,
and
you have someone in the bag. Like my group, like when I'm with friends, it's really I think I'm only in groups of three all the time. Like that's all I could think of. Maybe if my friend's boyfriend is there, then we're four. Maybe, but then
four is a good number. I feel
four
like
is
that.
Good. Like even if you go like to La Ronde, let's say, like if you go to Six Flags, if you go to a Six Flag amusement park. Like, I stopped going, actually. I get, like, my anxiety's too bad for that shit.
Like, I cried and I had to get off.
My stomach, I feel like it's not there. I feel like my stomach, especially, it's like, I'm like, I'm gonna barf up my fucking heart, but it's really still there.
No, I feel like my heart is, like, not working anymore.
Me too.
And
like,
I lose breath.
I can't
breathe anymore.
Once I went, this year, my dad, like, got so mad because it's, like, I made him buy the food pass, which is, like, $80. And then... The thing is, like, all fast food, and you feel like shit, and I just don't like La Ronde. It's too far. Like, I don't go there anymore.
Mm-hmm. No, but whenever I go to La Ronde, like, because I'm with, like, my family, they always get the poutine.
Yeah.
And so, like, I get
and
it,
it's
too.
It's more expensive.
Yeah, but also, I don't know why, but poutine now makes my stomach really hurt.
Really? Me too. I think I'm lactose, because, like, after I have poutine, I had poutine today, and we were at the mall. Literally, after I had it, like, I'm in like we were in H&M and I also drank a Starbucks coffee that did not do me any good. Starbucks coffee gives me the shakes, but Tim Hortons and McDonald's coffee does fine. But so I had that with a cream, and I think I'm lactose sensitive.
I'm not though, because I can eat cheese.
I had the poutine, and then my stomach was percolating like something big was coming. It's a coming Hurricane Katrina. Imagine. I love that.
It's gonna blow.
Oh my god, anyways.
No, but coffee makes me shit, though.
Yeah.
Like, I have coffee and right away I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah, me too. It's like a goner. The bathroom's a goner. Replace the bitch.
Okay. I once agreed on a date with... Okay, wait, I fucked up. I once agreed on a date with a guy because I felt so bad about rejecting him. Lucky I did that. Today is our 3-year anniversary and I couldn't be happier about it. Oh my god.
That's
I feel
actually
bad
cute.
For the guy,
that's a cute
but, like,
love story.
Cute. Yeah.
Like, she sounds like a stupid bitch.
Yeah.
Like oh God, if does he know? For sure he knows. Or no, it's private, though.
Well, I'm sure she
like, they send in these confessions privately.
Yeah.
Like, she should tell them, but, like, I don't know. They're not going to break up, of course, 3 years. They're probably in love.
Imagine you probably. He's like, is this you? Is this you, bitch? Okay, because I just saw on like YouTube that Ariana Grande took a selfie and in the background there's a crib. So people
are think she's
pregnant.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Imagine she's signing her pregnancy like Kylie Jenner.
Maybe.
I don't know how she did that for 9 months.
Yeah.
But the thing is that I don't know why I 100% didn't believe it, because like it only makes sense. Like, why is a celebrity hiding all this time? Not even paparazzi catching pictures, meaning she's not outside. Like, she's not going to restaurants.
Also, apparently, I don't know if it's true, but the Kardashians like call the paparazzi to come so that they're like always getting pictures taken, so they're
I heard that.
Relevant.
It's because the thing is that this is how they get paid. Companies pay them to, like, oh, wear my stuff and go outside in public. And, of course, all the paparazzi pictures are going to be in, like, People's Magazine. They're going to be TMZ. They're going to be in all these, like, magazine tabloids, whatever. And they make money. The tabloids, like, everyone's happy. It's, like, a rotation.
Yeah.
Like, every
but
fucking
I,
name.
I feel like it's kind of annoying, I guess, with the brand. Like, you go outside and there's, like,
I don't like it when on the papers it says stupid shit. Like, there's some things that are true.
Oh, my God.
And, so, like, I don't care that, like, oh, she's rocking this yellow thing. Like, I love them. I love, like, the Kardashian and the Jenner family. But, like... tell me something interesting. Like, when she was pregnant, that was, like, wow.
Or sometimes, if there's, like, a celeb just walking around, and then, like, they have, like, one pimple, and they're, like, oh, my God, this celebrity has acne.
They're
it's,
very
like,
exaggerated.
Wow, really? I didn't know that they can get acne.
And I just heard on Twitter that Jersey Shore's Mike Sorrentino, the situation, gets 8 months in jail for tax evasion. I think that is crazy. Like, as you can see, for the people who watch Jersey Shore, like, he changed so much.
How was he before?
He was a drug addict, alcoholic, and he did a tax evasion, meaning, like, I don't know what that specifically means. Like, I'm not well educated.
It's like when you don't pay your taxes, or you don't pay all of your taxes. I don't know.
Like, you lie, like, you boycotted it.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, now he got eight years. Oh, my God, 8 months, big difference. He got 8 months, but that's not bad, but still, like, 8 months in fucking jail.
If you do the crime, you gotta do the time.
But now he's sober, though. Like, I feel bad. He did that when he wasn't sober. Now he's 34 months sober.
Yeah.
He changed. He's such a nice guy now. Like, I see him on TV. Like, put Jersey Shore season 1 and Jersey Shore Family Vacation season 2 together, and you get, like, a difference. Like, he's a big difference. Everyone likes him now. Nicole, a.k.a. Snooki, did not like him.
They didn't like each other.
They didn't like each other because he went around saying that they slept together, but they didn't. And he was trying to ruin her husband's relationship or boyfriend at the time. And, yeah, it was just, like, crazy. And then, yeah, that's it.
Okay, do you watch Shane Dawson?
Yes, I watch Shane.
Okay, have you been watching the Jake Paul series?
I do, but, like, the last episode, I fell asleep to it. Like, it was, like, a yawner. Like, I lasted, I think, 20 minutes watching it, and then I woke up in the middle of the night and my iPad was, like, on my bed. And it was at, like, I opened my iPad and it was at the end
this
of the video.
This one's a good one. A lot of tea was spilled.
I didn't like it. I really didn't like it. Like, usually I'm intrigued. I'm like, oh, God, I'm gonna watch out, like, more. And then when it ends, I'm like, oh, like, fuck my life. But, like, I don't know. Like, I really did not
like
this one.
Did you, like, stop watching it? Do you remember?
Like, 20 minutes. I don't even remember. I think it's because I was really tired. I'm gonna try to rewatch it. But also, Jeffree Star, I love him.
He's so funny.
Cancels people. Like, I love how, like, his fans say that on Twitter. Like, oh, cancel this person. Like, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, he canceled Laura Lee.
Yeah.
Her apology video. Oh, my
so
God.
Bad.
Like, fucking, like, are you, like, you're not normal.
Concealer? Did you ever hear that from her?
No, I don't. I try not to watch her.
This is the Psychic Twins, you know them?
Oh, my God.
They're scary looking of it.
I never heard of them.
Okay. Well,
psychics,
I don't know how...
Psychics kind of scare me. Like, because it's like, I don't know if it's real, and it's like...
I know. Listen to this. Because I don't know if it was like a year ago. It was quite a while ago. They were doing like celeb futures. They're like reading them, whatever. And they're saying how like they see Ariana Grande in like a year or whatever get engaged.
Oh, man.
And also have a baby.
Are you... Maybe she's pregnant. You are right. Maybe she's pregnant.
Because she did get engaged to
she's probably pregnant. Oh, my God.
Imagine. And, like, she wears
I can't believe her ex died.
I know. I did not expect that. Because, like, I don't really listen to rap music. And, like, I've heard of him, but
people
I didn't
know
him.
People got pissed at me on social media for saying Ariana Grande's ex. And I get why. Because, like, he has a name. But it's, like, I felt so bad.
Yeah.
I'm like, then I deleted it. I'm like, oh, no, I feel so bad.
But now she, like, adopted his dog. A little puppy.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so cute.
It's so cute.
Oh, my God. And, like...
I feel so bad for the dog, though. Because, like, you don't know what happened.
Yeah, like, the poor owner.
Yeah.
Oh, he's never going to see me again. Poor thing. Also, okay, Jeffrey Star, Trisha Paytas. Do you know her?
Yes.
She's the queen of mukbang. Mukbang. Is it mukbang?
I like saying mukbang. 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 I don't know how I say it. I think I say mukbang. And then people say mukbang.
Okay, wait. Let's try. We're going to do Siri. How do you say mukbang? Mukbang. Okay, so Siri picked up mukbang, like M-O-O-K space B-O-N-G. And then she brought me to Dr. Yushan Karel.
Ophthalmologist
office. Yeah, I don't even know what an ophthalmologist is.
I don't know. He's some sort of doctor.
Some sort of doctor. Well, like, she thought, yeah, his conspiracy theories get me. Like,
they actually scare me, though, because of the music.
And sometimes they scare me. Like, it's a bit extra, the music, but I like
it. Yeah, and then I turn around, like, is anyone here?
No, but the conspiracy, some of them are very far-fetched. I don't believe some of them. But yeah. Some of them, it's like, if you have a lot of evidence, like, for sure, I feel aliens exist.
But obviously, yeah.
But, like, not Steven said it. Like, there's, it's not just us, honey. Like, there's more people. Mm-hmm. But it's like, don't be scared unless, like, they want to do something bad to us. Maybe that's why they're scared. Like, yeah. They don't want us to find them. But I don't know. Like, I wouldn't have a problem with them. But, like, just don't come for me, please. Like, go after the government. Thank you so much. Yeah. Yeah, anyway, that's good.
Ooh, do you think the moon landing was staged?
The moon landing?
Moon landing, yeah.
Sorry, like, moonlighting.
Like, do you, apparently, they filmed it and it wasn't real.
That's
like, was
the on only thing that gets me is because the video I saw, I didn't see the original. I think it was the original. If it's real, they said that the flag was moving. You ever hear that?
Yeah.
The U.S. flag was moving, and in space, there's no, like, wind. There's no oxygen. So, why are you...
I don't know. I think it's real. I mean, like, why would... I know they say because it was that space race, whatever. That's why they would do that, but, like, I...
The thing that gets to me, like, I don't like talking about because it really gets to your brain. Yeah. It's like, I don't care. But it's, like... That we're floating, like, that really gets to me. Just the fact, like, we're floating. Like,
I know, that's
and it's like, I think I weigh a lot. God knows how much the earth weighs. And it's like, we're just floating here. Like, this.
I know, you can't even, like, lie down just to sleep. You have to go into something. That's why. You have to, like, attach yourself, I think.
I don't know. That's weird. Yeah, you have to attach. Imagine you're just floating in mid-space. I would carry drugs on me so I'd take in, like, overdose or something.
Would you, like, just take off your mask and you're gonna die?
Oh, that's true. No, but that's, like, painful as fuck, I feel.
Yeah.
Because it's like. You can be like a prune, like a dried up prune, like floating through space.
I don't know how fast it would go. Like, what do you think it would go fast or like a long, slow death?
No, I don't know. It's just dark. So, what other conspiracy did I hear? I've heard so many.
The Flat Earth Society.
The Flat Earth. I have no opinion. No opinion. It's, I don't know what I believe.
Yeah. No, I think that Earth is not flat.
Me neither. I'm like, And I saw one that was really stupid. A flight from Philippines to Los Angeles, and there was had to do an emergency landing for a medical emergency, and they landed in Alaska, and I'm like, okay, your point. Planes, they fly round. They don't go in a straight line when they fly. They fly, like, especially long flights like Philippines to Los Angeles. Like, they do a curve around the globe because, like, the Earth is supposedly, from according to NASA, it's round. So on the map, on the flight, they show that it's going around. It's like kind of like half a circle it's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I don't think it's flat. But, of course, some people have to think it's not. 9/11, honey, I think that is a conspiracy.
I don't know. That, like, kind of freaks me out if it is.
I don't know. I think it is. I think it is, and it's kind of sad. Like, you killed 3,000 people of your own. Like, it's just, like, it's disgusting.
I'd like to think about. Think of it as it's not.
But it's, like, either way, it's awful. Either way, if it was them or not, it's awful. But I think it was, because it's, like, I watched, there's so many documentaries, like, yeah. And they never answered it. They never, like, the U.S. government never gave answers on the questions that the public are asking. Especially 9/11. Like, they're asking specific questions, not, like, oh, did Bush do it, but like they're asking questions around it, and like they never answered any. I hope one day it comes out. He's still alive, right?
Yeah, I know.
How old were you? I was a few months old.
I don't know.
Wait, were you born in 2000?
Or? Yeah, 2000. So I was like, you almost, were born. I was like almost one.
When were you? What month?
October. Because it happened in September, so I was almost a year old.
It's true, like a month away. But like I was just like thinking about it. I'm like, just imagine the public on that day, like. I know that it was crazy with the planes because they never did this before. And I saw a live ATC radar of all the planes in the air in the world at that time on YouTube. And all the planes were landing. Like, no planes were allowed being in the sky because it was supposedly a terrorist attack where 4 planes went down. And it's just crazy. Like, imagine all those planes landing. And apparently, there's literally no room for all those planes because if you think about it, we're... There's always about 11,000 planes, and a lot of people don't believe that, but there's always 11,000 planes in the air at once.
Which is crazy.
And you're probably like, how do they all fit? The world is huge compared to a plane. So they have 11,000 planes. Exactly. It's like a globe. And they're flying at all different thousands of feet or whatever in different kilometers an hour, miles an hour, whatever. And it's just like crazy how all of them landed. The airports were full. Like, that was just a horrible day worldwide. Mm-hmm. And like, I just remember my parents telling me they were stuck to the TV. Like, everyone was stuck to the TV. And my aunt actually knew someone that was one in the buildings, not personally, but someone that worked for her, not her company, like somewhere that she works at the corporation, worked inside one of the buildings, and he did pass away. And like, they everyone just remembers like being like, oh my god, like,
actually, you know, Seth MacFarlane, he's like the creator of Family Guy.
Yeah,
he was actually supposed to be on that flight that got hijacked.
I read that he was supposed to have a flight, the Family Guy too.
Did you say that?
Yeah. Oh my god.
No, but there's other people too that's supposed to be like that.
Yeah, and even Michael Jackson was supposed to have a meeting in one of the buildings, but he was late, overslept. Who else? I know there's a lot of celebrities because I think that building was like really high end, like a lot of really big people go there, the big companies, and. I remember, oh, this is a thing, I don't know, like, a bit, they said like, that a plane crashed into the Pentagon, and the thing is that, like, there was never a plane, no one ever saw a plane debris, apparently, that's what everyone said, but the thing is that there was no eyewitnesses, no one said that there was a plane,
because,
like, you see the plane flying low, and plus, I visited the Pentagon, but I wasn't, like, you can't go too close to it, and you're not all taking pictures of it.
Yeah.
There's a law around. When I went to Washington, I was on the bus, the public bus, not the public bus, we're on the tour bus, sorry.
Yeah.
And he's like, everyone put your phones down. He's like, don't stop. He's like, they have really good cameras there, very good, like, radar system. And I'm like, no one's all taking a picture. Doesn't, like, people still take pictures? Like, I see that. I'm like, bitch, like, I'm not, this bus is better not be pulled over because your ass is getting a fucking ticket or arrested.
Yeah, imagine, like, the cops come.
No, I was
put
actually,
your phone down.
I was actually scared. Plus, I was, like, little when we went, and I just remembered, I was like, wow. And the thing is that there was no plane debris, and sorry, but if a plane rammed that building, it would not be that little of a burn. And it was too, like, clean cut the way it blew up. Like, the whole building, when it went up in flames, like, a plane, it's going hundreds of kilometers an hour.
Yeah.
It's a huge thing filled with fuel. What's gonna burn a wall? No, it's gonna burn a whole building.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and also the Twin Towers, like them. Oh, and sorry to add, like, if that plane didn't crash, where did they go? Because there were 4 planes that crashed, right? That's what was documented. And also the Twin Towers, the architecture said that, like,
the way it fell
was not right. First of all, and it shouldn't have fell. They said it should have held it. First of all, they didn't crash at the bottom.
Yeah.
They didn't go all the way, and plus they can't even make it to the bottom because there's buildings all around. The building was supposed to, and I saw one of the buildings, it was literally like at the top. It was like one, maybe 2/10 of the building that it crashed. And like, it should be able to hold.
I don't know, it's like freaky when you think
and
about it.
And I saw a video where there was a bomb that exploded before.
Yes, it was the sound of a bomb.
That was really crazy. Anyways, whatever, these conspiracy theories got to me. But things we can't even find out the truth.
Yeah, I know.
Because, like, no one's going to tell the truth. Like, I'm going to call up Donald Trump. Hey, where's Area 51? What's 9/11? Like, tell me what happened.
I remember... Okay, this is, like, one... I'm going to talk about my fears. Okay, I have, like, this one fear.
Oh, my God.
That, like, whenever I think about it, I really get scared.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll both say, like, one of our fears.
Yeah. It's, like, people sneaking into my house.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, like, living in my house without me knowing. Like, did you ever see that video of that girl coming out of the vent, was it?
And yeah, I saw movies. Plenty. Like, 2-3.
Oh,
you too. But it's not, like, a fear of mine. It's just that,
it
like...
It scares me.
Like,
just
it's, like...
The thing.
I always think of it.
Yeah.
You think of it too. I thought it was, like, only me in the whole world. I'm like, okay, I'm just only psychopath that thinks that.
And, like, sometimes, like, in bed, I'm gonna fall asleep. And after I just start thinking about it, I'm like, fuck, I can't fall asleep. And
it's
because
if you think about... Is your house... You have an attic?
Yes, and it's in my room, the entryway.
Fuck,
it's
my
like
me, it's in I don't even know where.
It's in my closet. I have to close it.
But I know it's like I don't even know if it's in a closet. I don't know, but I know it's upstairs, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I always think of that too, and I'm actually like, it's weird. It's like when you hear movement or cracking. Like sometimes I think I hear someone moving, like a person, but not talking, like just moving.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it just could be my brain, whatever. Yeah. But, like, I always think of that. It's actually pretty creepy. Because I see movies, and it's, like, they're creepy people.
I saw
It's, like, don't live in my house. Like, stop.
I saw this one video. I don't know where, though. I'm not sure if I saw it on Shane Dawson's channel. But this guy was, he's, like, a YouTuber. Like, very small, but, like, not very known. And he was, like, filming his pets, because he has, like, so many different pets. And in the background, at the window, there's, like, you see something. And so, like, people thought that it was a ghost. And I think it was, like, later on that night, he has, like, cameras in his house, and during the night, he heard some noise. Mm-hmm. So, like, he went out, and he was, like, looking, but he didn't turn the lights on, mm-hmm. so he didn't see anything. And so then after the next day, they call the cops, and, like, they look over the video, and they turn on the brightness, and you saw, like, people hiding. And turns out, people broke into their house, and so those people hiding were trying to rob him.
That's crazy.
And that fucking scares me.
No, that's crazy. But if someone ever broke into my house, no offense, we have nothing. Like, I have no jewelry. I don't like jewelry. You're probably going to take my computer.
I have my dog.
Oh, your dog. Poor Mishu, Miha, whatever it's called. Poncho, I always forget. Okay, no, but literally, if someone comes in my house, they're literally gonna leave. They're gonna be fire for the disturbance, honey. Like, there's nothing in my... Like, my sister doesn't have jewelry. Like, she has, but it's not, like, expensive. My mom, too. My dad doesn't have jewelry. Like, I don't like jewelry, personally. I don't like things on me. I don't even like a ring. I don't like anything. I don't, like... No. I don't even like earrings. Like, I don't like that on me.
I never got into that. Like, I want to, but after I don't know how. Because, like, where I put it? Whatever.
If someone comes in my house, what are they gonna take? I literally am not, like, I'm just thinking about what could be valuable. Do they take TVs?
Yes, they do.
Okay, like, my TV is not, it's a smart TV, but it's not, like, ooh, like, it's the most one. Mine's old. Mine's, like, an old, like, or one of the first smart TVs.
I don't know how, like, the mine's
like, old, my Netflix so like... is still, like, the old one, like, on that TV. Like, it's really old. Oh, yeah? Like, it's the old one.
I have Chromecast.
Chromecast? I don't even know what that is.
It's, like, just a streaming thing.
Oh, that's good. I need, like, good things. Like, Netflix is only good for Netflix TV shows.
Yeah. Oh my god, did you watch The Handmaid's Tale?
No.
It's on Hulu, though. But like,
Hulu, I want Hulu.
Download it.
I'm sure when there's it's that. So I used good, to go on both movies, but now it's not working.
Yeah, I know. I hate that now.
I go on Couch Tuner, that's good. Mm. I don't know, but it's harder to get like US TV shows. But yeah. All good TV shows are from the US, like most of them. Oh my god, so what are your TV shows? Like, you're the ones you're addicted to now?
Well, The Handmaid's Tale.
That's a TV show. Okay, I thought it was a
movie. Yeah, no, it's a TV show. I mean, I'm always obsessed with Friends.
Me too. I watch it every night before bed. I love it.
Whenever I don't have anything to watch, I'll just watch that.
Me too. I just put on Friends. I don't even pay attention. I just use that background noise.
Yeah.
Because or else my mind wanders. And then I get anxiety. And then it's beautiful. Anxiety attacks. You know how it is. Beautiful. A1. No.
The Office, do you watch?
Office, no, everyone tells me, like, watch it, you'll like it.
It's so funny.
My friends always told me to watch Shameless, and I always said no. And now, I started, I'm addicted, and I finished. I'm at season 8.
That's the last season.
And it took me 2 weeks to watch them all. Like, I literally didn't do homework, did no assignment for 2 weeks, and I was just addicted to that TV show day and night, 12 hours.
I have 2 episodes left of the last season.
Shameless. Season 9.
Well, on Netflix.
There's season 8 that's not on Netflix, and there's a whole season 8, yeah. Okay. And there's season 9 that's doing on TV Live, so it won't be on.
Apparently, she's leaving. Fiona.
Idiot. Gallery. I don't know. I think she got into a little bit of a pickle with the producer, one of the producers, or the editors, or whatever. And she got, like, out. She got kicked out. But it's not going to be the same without her, even though she's a bit annoying sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
Like, she's very dramatic. Like, okay, calm down. Who else do I like? Frank, I don't like it now. Like, everyone's changed. Like, everyone's changed. Like, I like Frank when he's a drunk and a drug addict. Like, it was fine.
He's not a drug addict? It's okay if you tell me.
Well, he's like sober now.
Oh, he is?
Like, after he got to New Liver, but he's still drunk a bit.
Okay.
The girl with a lot of anxiety, depression, all those mental disorders, she left. What's her name? I forgot. You know, the girl that went inside the house? Like, it was just weird. Like, it's just a weird thing. The girl there, the daughter was pregnant and she got rid of the baby she didn't want it.
I can't remember.
And you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Okay,
I know.
And she, season 2, okay, everyone, I think I remember this exactly. Season 2, episode 9, I was on the floor rolling, flapping my whale fins, like everything. I was rolling on the floor. I was pissing myself. I watched it at 12 o'clock, and I was, like, screaming laughing. Like, I never laughed that much. Like, I thought I was going to have a heart attack. I thought my brain was going to, like, fall on the floor. Oh my god, that was so funny.
What happened?
The Frank's mom came only for one episode.
Uh-huh.
And she was dying. She was so funny. I was rolling. Like, It's just like no fucks given.
Yeah.
No fucks. And I like people like that. No fucks. Not like no fucks given, like no respect.
Yeah.
But it's like
a bit too much for them.
Like no fucks given. Like just, I don't know. Like nice, but like don't make anyone step on you. Like I love people that are respectful, nice, but still like random. Like, they don't like a tiger, jaguar.
People get to them. Like, kind of
like,
whatever.
And they stand at me, I go in, like, my little hole and start crying. That's beautiful. Yeah. I say, so much. Like, what the fuck?
No,
like,
me too. Because I say, like, and, like...
I say, and, like, so much, but I don't like it. Okay, but like it? Like, that's in a sentence. It's not, yeah, like, saying, like, Ron. Like, I want my pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, my God.
Like, extra foam.
I only had that once, and I don't really like it. I'm
not like, oh my god, I need my pumpkin spice latte. Like, whatever. But I, like, I would try it once or twice. I tried it once at Tim's. I didn't like it. Starbucks, I tried it once. It's not like, let me go back every day.
Was it like a hot one to try? Or like
I tried one hot one cold. Cold one at Tim's, the hot one at Starbucks. Okay. McDonald's doesn't have that, I think. I don't know. Maybe they are. I don't know. Have everything.
Let me try the hot
one. All these food chains have the same shit.
Yeah.
Like, all copy each other. Like, whatever.
Because they know it's selling, so they're like, we have to have one, too.
I know. What else?
I don't know what other shows.
I don't.
I can't think of any.
Do you listen to other podcasts?
Yeah.
The Snacky and Joy one.
You that one's to the best one.
It's my favorite. Like, Joey just makes it the thing that I wish I could topic that. Like, yeah. It's so funny. Like, he makes me, like, sometimes I have to close it. I'm on the bus, and I have to close it, because I'm profusely. Is that makes sense? I'm, like, laughing nonstop. Yeah. Like, seriously, I'm, like, rolling on the bus.
I would see when the bus is laughing.
I'm just like, I know people look at me like, why are you laughing? Like, because people are used to listening to music, but podcasts are getting more popular now. And, like, legit, everyone has a podcast.
In, like, a long time.
Even SoundCloud, like, everyone has a SoundCloud account now. Like, everyone's a rapper.
All of a sudden, everyone's
singing. Everyone's singing. But some are really good.
I don't listen to
I didn't listen to all of them, but the ones I did listen to are really good. Like, I won't lie, like, they're good. Like, trust me, like my friend was blasting it in her car, and, like, I didn't even know who it was. Like, I thought it was, like, Travis Scott, or, like, I don't really recognize voices. Yeah. I just, like, the beat, the sound, whatever, the lyrics. And I was like, oh my god, who's this? And she's like, oh, it's someone from our school. And I'm like, oh my god. And I'm like, they're good. And then she's like, yeah, I know. Some are really good.
Some are shit. Yeah. It's fine. They balance each other.
Imagine me doing a song, people would, like, turn off the radio, they would sue, they get this human off, jail.
Everyone's ears are broken.
Everyone's ears are broken. Deaf. They're like, oh my god, they're, like, bleeding the ears. Ridiculous. What do you think about the feud with Nicki Minaj and Cardi B?
I feel like...
Which fan?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like they're both... Nicki Minaj is, like, very intense.
Nicki Minaj,
like,
she's
she
like
gives no fucks. And
I don't,
like,
know if you saw the video, the paparazzi took her from the car after the fight.
No, I don't.
It was splattered all over the internet. Like, mm-hmm. She was on the car posing like a porn star.
Okay, I saw one picture of that.
She was like acting like untouched.
Like, honey, how old is she?
She's almost 40.
I feel like, get your shit together. Like, stop fighting.
I did not know she was almost 40. Someone told me she was almost 40. Let's Google it live. We're gonna Google it right now.
Okay, and also, did you see her bump on her face, Cardi B?
Yeah, I was like,
that was fucking intense.
But I don't think that's from Nicki Minaj, no?
It is. Because, like, before
she's
that.
She's 35.
35.
She's 35. Wow. Okay, that's not. I know, like, some people, but for us, it's old because we're.
But for celebrities, it's, like, not old. It's weird. Like,
the thing is, Kim Kardashian, Kourtney Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian, they're hitting their 40s soon. Wow. But it's kind of scary because it's like, they're part of still our generation, right?
Yeah.
Even Kylie, though. I like it that she's only, like, 3 years apart from her.
That's
years.
Weird to think, though. She already has, like, a child. She's a billionaire.
She's a billionaire.
Yeah.
And, like, whatever. Oh, but wait, let's get. Oh, my God, I forgot. We were talking about Cardi and Nicki. No, I like them both. Yeah. I can't decide. I like them both, but.
I know Meth is in love with Cardi B.
Oh, Cardi B, Matt. Little Matt. She just got a job. She's so lucky. Okay.
Walmart, yeah.
Yeah, she's so lucky. Yeah, okay, so that was today's episode. I know I'm ending out Lara's podcast, but...
That's fine.
Whatever. And I think on my phone, I still have your name spelled wrong, but I'm gonna fix that.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you spell my name?
Wait, how do you spell it?
Lara, L-A-R-A.
Okay, I think I spelled it right then. But I don't know.
Did you put a H at the end?
I don't know. I'm awful at spelling names.
Okay, wait.
Someone spelled my name with a H once. If you're coming from my Instagram account, because I will be promoting...
plugging.
Yes, we should plug. Oh, I got like Joey and Snooki Liz on their podcast, like all the other podcasters. Okay, so if you're coming from Kylie K Central, which is my Instagram account, DM me please, because like there's no comment section on the iTunes app or SoundCloud. I think I don't know.
No, but you can like review us.
Like, you could review us 5 stars or don't review at all. And if you do 1 star,
we only accept 5.
Miserable.
Anything lower, get out.
Yeah. Or just don't do it at all. Like, they probably won't. But, like, whatever. Whatever. So, it's good.
All your accounts.
I'll just do, like, Kylie K Central. So, if you're coming from there, please notify me that you are coming from there. Like, DM me. DM us, like, what you think about it, what we could fix.
Yeah, and give us some ideas for the next ones.
It's not my podcast, but I probably will come on again.
Yeah, please. Because, like, doing it alone is kind of weird.
Yeah, so I'm going to be promoting this on one of my Instagram accounts. Yeah. So, what's your Instagram account? Maybe we'll follow me.
LS Marilow.
Can you spell that?
I just said it. Oh.
Stop.
It's LSMERLO. And you can also follow my dog's Instagram, which is Chewy Marilow.
I always get pissed when celebrities say their ads, like their handles on social media, and they never spell it out.
Oh, yeah.
Pisses me off. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to say Kylie K Central. If you do not know how to spell Kylie,
just search up Kylie Jenner.
Kylie K. Remember the K in the middle, Central. And my personal one is not important because I don't want to scare you with my look.
Yeah, just like watch out when you want my Instagram.
Are you private?
No, I'm not.
Okay, it's good. You're not. I plugged mine in. From Kylie K Central, I got like 300 follow requests, but I didn't accept any. I'm so scared that they're gonna like follow and then unfollow. Okay, ugly, unfollow.
The amount of people that unfollow, like some random accounts follow me and then like unfollow me.
I know, they probably just stalk you or like some loser. Anyways, please, I hope people are coming from my account. Yeah. Like out of 137,000 people, could at least 100 of you come.
I was gonna say like one of you, please.
I hope 100 at least, because I'm gonna like promote it.
Oh, and you can listen to this on the podcast app or on SoundCloud.
Yeah, and if we get more than 1,000, you start getting paid, Lara. I was about to say I keep forgetting. Wait, like,
I didn't even know that. Okay, we'll talk about this later.
You start getting paid per 1,000.
Oh, shit.
That's how it works. You get paid per 1,000.
Okay, well, let's get to 1,000 people. Come on.
Let's get to 1,000. It's not a lot, though. It's probably like $15 an episode.
It's okay. $15.
If you get a company, it could be a few hundred.
Yeah, some companies.
And I will be getting my own podcast soon, too. I'm working on it. It's really hard. It's really hard. But, yeah. It's going to be explicit. It's going to be E. Rated E, like on iTunes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully people still listen to me.
They will.
Imagine, like, your boss, like, let's say I get a boss and he or she listens to it.
That's fine. There's nothing
wrong. Me? If I get my own podcast, you're going to be like, okay, fired, bye.
Just, like, change your name.
And change my name. Okay, I'm going to name Ron. And if you're wondering why I say Ron, I'll tell you if you DM me. Okay, well, bye.
Okay, bye.